There isn't much competition in cell phone providers, but there are more choices than you think. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, T-Mobile and Sprint officially asked the FCC for approval to merge. If the merger goes through, there will be only three big wireless providers to choose from. And with net neutrality out the window, people are worried that cell phone service will keep getting more expensive and bundled. But there is this other collection of wireless providers, like Freedom Pop, Mint, Boost Mobile, Telo, Metro PCS, that offer an alternative, at least on price. These companies are all what are known as mobile virtual network operators, or MVNOs. Basically, they rent wireless service from the big telecoms and resell it to you and me. They have traditionally been known as prepaid providers, but they are starting to offer more options and ramp up the marketing. Here's Roger Chang, who covers wireless carriers for CNET, on how it all works.
For these big carriers, this is just this money in their pocket, right? They don't have to invest in sales staff. They don't have to invest in anything, really. This is basically just these companies going out there, being hungry and winning over customers, and then forking over some of that money to big guys.
So how might this change, if at all, when and if T-Mobile and Sprint merge?
Well, the biggest change would be with the prepaid players that are actually owned by Sprint T-Mobile, right? There's Boost and there's Virgin Mobile that Sprint owns, and then there is Metro PCS, which T-Mobile owns. So if they merge, presumably there's going to be a big shakeup there. We may lose one or two of those players, and that could potentially be a blow. Boost Mobile actually offers, I think, the best unlimited data plan out there for an MVNO or for a prepaid player. And for instance, Virgin Mobile will give you, I think, a year of service if you bring your iPhone to it. So those are kind of novel deals that may go away if this merger goes through.
So it's interesting because on the one hand, it's not true competition because, you know, the major names get paid no matter what. But these MVNOs do represent consumer choice, right? Like, do you think that consumers are aware that they have these cheaper options out there?
I would say they're more aware of them than they have been in the past, but it's still kind of an uphill battle for some of them. Most mass market consumers who aren't into the world of, you know, mobile or cellular technology are probably not going to be aware of a Freedom Pop or a Mint. A lot of it's just sort of, I think it's individual based. And if all of a sudden you realize you can't afford that, you know, $100 Verizon plan, then you start looking at different cheaper options.
I mean, shouldn't we all be doing that? You know, I sort of feel like as a consumer, why would I continue to pay the $100 plan ever for any reason?
I think that's a great argument. I think part of the issue is, you know, lack of marketing. You know, you're blanketed by ads with Verizon and AT&T. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that these smaller MVNOs run on those networks and offer the same kind of quality. And it's really, a lot of it's awareness. I mean, I think once you're forced to look because of budgetary reasons, then you start to see the different options.
Is that ultimately to the benefit of Verizon and AT&T? I mean, they may get paid by leasing that space, but I would assume if all of us en masse said, yeah, I think I'm only going to pay $25 instead of $100 a month, I would assume that that could actually start to become a problem for them, right?
Oh, yeah, that would be a huge deal for them. They'd see their revenue drop significantly. And, you know, you look at a company like AT&T, and they're trying to bundle services with you, right? Same with Verizon. Like, if you're a Verizon Fios customer, you get a discounted wireless plan. It's not just purely about having that customer on the cell service. Like, once they have you on, they can hook you into different services. And that's how they really make money.
Roger Chang covers wireless carriers for CNET. A research report from Global Market Insights this month notes that consumers are indeed looking for cheaper phone service. It estimates the MVNO market will hit $120 billion by 2024, up about 12%. There was also news Tuesday that Verizon, Sprint, and AT&T will all stop selling location information about their customers to some third-party companies after some of them misused it. I should note here that if you sign up for an MVNO, you might not be paying a big telecom directly, but they probably do still get your data. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
MakeMeSmart and Marketplace are built on independent nonprofit news.
Yes, they are. And we believe it's our responsibility to bring reliable, objective reporting to as many people as we can, to support informed decision-making and thoughtful conversations. And we are asking you to help us do it.
We are not asking very much, by the way. For as little as $5 a month, $5 American, you can become a Marketplace investor.
And you get that cool title, Marketplace Investor. And the other payoff, of course, is that whatever you hear on the air or online or wherever you listen, you know that you are making it possible for us to reach more people in more ways with more content.
But the real payoff, and here comes the awkward segue, is that you're helping us produce journalism you can trust, and that makes us all smarter. Now is the time to do it, gang. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thanks a lot.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.